Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's the biggest night in television and in the NFL. If the Kansas City Chiefs defeat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl tonight, they'll have done what no other team has, win three consecutive Super Bowls.
President Trump is expected to arrive at the Superdome just before kickoff late this afternoon. When he gets there, he'll see local, state, and military police guarding the area around the venue. The Department of Homeland Security labeled the Super Bowl as a SEER Level 1 event following the New Year's Day terror attack on Bourbon Street, putting security in downtown New Orleans at an all-time high. Those security efforts appear to be working, as no violent crimes were reported in the downtown area during Super Bowl week. That's good news for thousands of football fans who flocked to the city, all of them with differing opinions on who will win the championship.
Eagles by two.
KC by three.
Eagles by three.
Philly by six.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
Trump will be the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. A new CBS News poll shows strong support for a number of Trump's actions in the first 3 weeks of his second term. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto.
For his supporters in particular, the focus on ending DEI is popular. We had seen in the campaign a lot of them thought those processes had gone too far.
The same poll puts Trump's approval rating at 53%, higher than any rating our polls have registered during his first term. The director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, has been named acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and has now ordered its employees to stop any enforcement actions. The Center for Responsible Lending's Mitria Spotzer says the CFPB has saved consumers a lot of money since it was formed.
An agency that has returned $21 billion to consumers sounds like it's pretty efficient to me. So I would question the rationale of suggesting that somehow this is an issue of efficiency.
Snow has covered parts of northern New England, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
A lot of areas, 4 to 8 inches, maybe a little bit more across New England, especially Maine, southeast Maine, in particular the Portland area.
Some flight delays and cancellations were reported at airports in Boston and New York. Some parts of Minnesota got a foot of snow yesterday. In St. Paul, a volunteer group is shoveling sidewalks and walkways for those who can't do it themselves. CBS News Minneapolis reporter Marielle Moe spoke to the group's Seneca Kruger.
Seneca helped clear the sidewalk and wheelchair ramp of a neighbor near her own home.
It's just showing up for your neighbors, like if you have 15 extra minutes, right? It's really such a beautiful, easy thing to do.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for plenty of sunshine around the region today with highs in the upper teens, winds light out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows around the zero mark. On Monday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and upper teens. It's 12 at our studios.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
makes you dance around. We love folk gum music. We think it's really grand. So take your partner by the hand. Polkas are the best in the land.
Hey, Eddie Roddick and the band kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim Hobbles with you, keeping you company here for the next hour. Glad you could join us. A lot of good tunes on the way this morning. And let's play another one here while we got him on the turntable. And it is the Slap Happy Polka, Eddie Roddick. Is the Slap Happy Polka. Oh, yeah. We got music coming now from Targerton, Wisconsin. It's the Gary Kuchenbecker Orchestra coming up next. And we're going to perform the Schneider Polka. Thank you. Schneider Polka, that is the Gary Kuchenbecker Orchestra. Let's play one more. It's a fun one. Fell in a big bowl or a bucket of shaving cream.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked in my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always be keen. I think I'll break up with my boyfriend. His antics are strange, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, he tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always be keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her this morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always be keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always be keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always be keen.
Yeah, the shaving cream polka, or waltz, rather. And that's Gary Kuchenbecker out of Tigerton. All right, we call on Gordy Hartman and the band right now out of Madison. And put your arms around me, honey.
Like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like
Gordy Hartman and the band. Hey, we have the Edgar Heathcote band up next. Yeah, and he's going to perform for us a nice waltz called, we'll send this out to Gail White. It's Gail's Waltz.
Radio WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, back with more of the Polka Party. We have the Hambone Habit Polka coming up next from Edgar Heathcote. We'll be right back.
time you go and hurt my feelings. I pretend it couldn't matter less. I'm just hiding all of my emotions behind my broken heart, I guess. Off the trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you.
The Good Old Days Polka, and that, of course, was Eddie Blazonczyk and the band. We call on Frankie Yankovic now from his album Live in Nashville, and he's going to perform for us that old Baby Doll Polka.
Coming up next, a tune that's number one in the Windy City, Chicago, it's the Baby Doll Polka.
Thank you.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and a tune called Dance, Dance, Dance. Well, let's play one here from Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman Band and the Champion Valley Polka.
Thank you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles have some very specific predictions for tonight's Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Eagles by 2.
KC by 3.
Eagles by 3.
Philly by 6.
The cost to air a 30-second commercial during the game, $8 million. The latest CBS News poll finds majority support for President Trump's defunding of DEI programs. Here's CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
For his supporters in particular, the focus on ending DEI is popular. We had seen in the campaign a lot of them thought those processes had gone too far.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has a message for undocumented migrants.
If you're in this country illegally, you should go home. You should go back to your home country. Don't wait until we have the opportunity to sweep you up because you have overstayed your orders, you have final removal orders, or you've been committing crimes in our communities.
She spoke on CNN, CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for plenty of sunshine around the region today with highs in the upper teens. Winds light out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows around the zero mark. On Monday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and upper teens. It's 15 at our studios.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim, the polka guy with you, right here on WFHR. And we have the Jack Taddy Orchestra up next with an older recording of his. A nice waltz, and it's called the Whispering Waters Waltz. That's called the Apple Dumpling Polka from Jack Taddy and the band. Oh, let's continue here with the ice cream polka, and this is the Harmony Kings.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, once again, our time has gone by so quickly, and we have about 4 minutes left in our program. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to play one here called Danny's Polka from the Vern Meisner album, and hope you enjoy your weekend and your week. We'll do this again. Just think, here it is, second week in February already. My goodness gracious, we'll have something special for Valentine's Day music, so that'll be coming up here in the near future. Right now, though, we're going to play a couple of tunes here from the Meisner Band and close things out. Thanks, everybody, and bye-bye for now.
Got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, feel for each other from now on. That's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A just-released CBS News poll finds a lot of Americans are pleased with President Trump's performance in office.
Americans give the president a 53% job approval rating. CBS News Elections and Surveys Director Anthony Salvanto.
He is doing, in the eyes of the public, what he said he would do in the campaign. There's political value in that. In fact, 70% of people say he's doing what he promised. That's whether they approve of him or not.
Trump gets high marks for his immigration policies, although not for the possibility of using detention camps. And he gets low marks on the economy, two-thirds saying he's not doing enough to lower prices. Peter King, CBS News.
The poll also shows just 23% of those surveyed think Elon Musk should have a lot of influence. Democrats are toughening their language as they fight President Trump's moves to reduce the size of the federal workforce. Here's Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy on ABC.
This is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced, certainly since Watergate. The president is attempting to seize control of power and for corrupt purposes.
Republicans have a different perspective